Rob Matthews is my guest. He's the CEO and founder of AirRun. Now, it's one of the more unique apps that we've run across here on the show. Rob, why don't you just, rather than me explain it, why don't you tell us what AirRun is?
Okay, it's basically what we're calling a location-based community job hub. And what that means is it's an iPhone app that lets you outsource really anything. And at the same time gives a ton of job opportunities to anybody looking for work. So what you do is if you want anything, like literally anything, you post a job within the app. You give it a description, where it's going, where you are, how much you're willing to pay somebody to do the task, and it gets pushed into a marketplace. And the marketplace consists of a list view and a map view. And what other users do in the marketplace is they scroll through the jobs and pick one that they may seem is worth their while. And they'll apply for the job. It'll get carried out. And it's kind of a peer-to-peer way to get people working.
So you're calling it jobs, but it's almost chores also. With the press release that I read, you know, it's like, I need somebody to mow my lawn. I need somebody to do my grocery shopping. It doesn't necessarily have to be a real job. It can also be down to a task, correct?
Yeah, it can be down to a task. It can be down to an extreme means to be as efficient as possible. Like one of the funnier jobs, for example, is like wait in line for me at the DMV, and then when my name gets called, just give me a quick call and I'll be there to get in line.
Did it get filled?
Those seem to be a lot of California kids doing that one.
Oh, okay. So it's geographically based. So where are you strong right now? Where is it being used a lot?
The majority of its use is in the United States, and more focused on the West Coast and as well in Chicago, because we're pushing really hard in Chicago. It's the easiest for us since that's where we're all from. But there's also a decent amount of jobs in Canada, and that's mm-hmm. that's largely because of like the 6 or 7 interviews I've done in the last couple of days with people from Canada.
Okay, so you've become very popular. Your PR firm did a good job getting you up here with us.
Oh yeah.
So is it an iPhone only app, or is it available on other platforms as well?
Right now it's iPhone only, but we're going to port it to Android, BlackBerry, and even give it a web presence as well.
Okay, so let's get into a couple of details. So you have job posters and you have job seekers, I guess, are the two main categories. How are they paid? Who facilitates the exchange of payment between the two?
Well, we provide detailed profiles for anybody using the application, and within those profiles, you're allowed to specify what kind of money you're willing to take as a seeker.
Okay.
And that can either be cash, Square payments, which actually lets you use your iPhone's headphone jack to swipe credit cards. You can pay by check or even by PayPal. And what we do is we really just connect two people, and that payment transaction, as of right now, is simply facilitated through the two users.
Okay, so you're stepping out of that. So how do you make your money off of the application?
We're making $0 right now off the application, because we're really just trying to build the user base as big as possible, and then we'll eventually institute some sort of e-commerce payment system,
mm-hmm.
which will not only make it easier for users to exchange currency and provide them maybe even with like a banking system or something, but we'll also shave a little off the top for us so we can continue making updates and whatnot.
Because it's not going to be a charity forever.
No.
I didn't imagine so. Now, what about feedback, for lack of a better term? The ability, okay, I've got three people that are interested in standing in line for me. Who's a good line stander? Is there a rating system where people are identified as good either employers or employees?
The way we're going about establishing credibility within users is by providing providing as much profile information as possible. So, like, we haven't yet, but we're going to institute, like, your full name. Right now we have, like, your username, your mode of transportation, reviews that have been done by you, a picture, everything that kind of, we're kind of trying to just mold it into, like, kind of a Facebook-esque scenario where you can look at someone's profile and pretty much pinpoint, like, kind of who they are. But then as well, to continue on with the safety aspects, after every single job that you complete, you have to rate the person that you interacted with, like a 5-star rating, and provide a review. And
okay.
So, like, for instance, my mom is really reluctant to use the application because she's old and doesn't really understand technology.
Or just cautious.
Right. But like she'll only accept people that have a decent amount of ratings and reviews. So that's how we're going around that.
So I'm dying to ask, what are some of the more interesting? You said about standing in line in the DMV. Tell me some of the more interesting family rated jobs that you've seen listed.
Right. Of course, there's all the illegal ones that I delete right away, but really don't have that big of a presence within our app. Like, I maybe delete a weird job every once a week or something. But, like, a funnier one was in Chicago. A kid asked, his title of his job was pretend to rob my house. And the description was, I just got a new dog, and I have no idea what she'll do if she sees an intruder. So wear some baggy clothing and try to get into my house.
Be prepared to be bit.
Right.
Okay, well, that's an interesting one. Did you know if it got filled?
I applied for it. He hasn't accepted me yet, but it literally just went up today.
Yeah, you might want to think twice about that one, because it could be setting people up. Okay, that's pretty great. So AirRun is the app. It's a free app available at the App Store for iPhone or iPad users. Basically, any task. Now, are you hoping that it's going to skew upstream into real jobs for people, or not just these chore type things?
Yeah, for sure. And we have a bunch. We have a trillion updates that we're looking to, that we will be implementing, that will cater towards large businesses in almost a closed network type of manner, but in a more creative way. And we feel that, like, the more we kind of acquaint users with each other and provide, like, maybe if we even institute background checks in the future, like, then I totally see it becoming more of a, not just a on-the-go job platform, but a potential almost like mini version of Monster.com.
There we go. Rob Matthews is the CEO and founder of AirRun. And I'm going to give you a chance to earn some great cred and karma points if you want, Rob. Being from Chicago, who are you picking to win the Stanley Cup?
Judging that nobody from Chicago is listening to this, I'm definitely going for Vancouver.
You can't be sure nobody from Chicago is going to listen, because we're going to try and get it out there as much as we can, Rob.
Yeah,
We won't throw you too far under the bus.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm really pulling for BX to work his dirt.
Oh yeah, he got slashed bad the other day, but I think he'll be there.
Nice.
Thanks for the time. Good luck with AirRun. I'll be looking for some chores. I might even be looking to get some work. Yeah, yeah. Maybe there'll be something unique that Steve can do. Thanks a lot so much.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.